I am thinking about opening a healing center, buying a piece of land and building a community where people can heal. But first, what is healing? And is it really that beautiful? Because many people have a preconception about what healing really is. We imagine calmness, still water. Angels are singing in the background. Roses and moonshine. And then there is a sound bath and a singing bowl. Meditation, bliss, togetherness. Before there was struggle, but now there is healing. We have all these ideas projected on healing. And what if they're not correct? What if healing is actually painful? And if there were to be one sound effect that represents healing, it would definitely be the car crash. Because that's how it feels like. It's painful. It's not comfortable. It is something that you wish to avoid at all costs. And that's exactly the problem and the reason why we're stuck. Because there is this unconscious unwillingness to dive deep within and to really feel and heal things for good. And that's also the main struggle, what we're dealing with. In our job as helping people heal, we are not healers, but we help people heal themselves. But there is this unwillingness. Most people just want to feel better. That's it. They have symptoms. They want to get rid of symptoms. They want to feel better and they want to function. Most of the times when I talk to people, they mention that they're not functioning as their biggest issue. And what we refer to as functioning basically means leading a robotic life of errands and to-do lists. That's what we perceive to be functioning. Well, if that's what life is really about, then I don't want to function at all. If this is what life is, then who would want that? I think that deep down inside, we all have this deep desire for beauty, peace, love, oneness, connection, belonging, etc. And part of the reason why we don't have it is the avoidance of feelings that are not so comfortable. So eventually, when we don't feel the bad feelings, we end up having a chronic disease. And then we can project our desire of wholeness and togetherness and belonging and beauty on healing itself. But healing is about becoming whole again. Becoming whole again with what? Because if you're not whole, that means you're broken. So if you're broken, you need to fix yourself. You can see it as a mirror that has been shattered into 1,000 or even 1,000,000 pieces. It's all on the floor, and we have to sort of glue it back together into a mosaic. But some of the pieces of the mirror are not cool, are not nice, are not beauty. Maybe we're talking about extreme hatred, extreme fear, extreme disgust, extreme shame. All of these aspects that we usually want to avoid because we would like to feel better, right? But at a certain point, you will discover that feeling good does not happen without feeling bad. Feelings come together. They're a package deal. And without bad feelings, you won't have good feelings. And for most people, myself included, the only motivation to heal and to really feel and connect with the bad feelings is the extreme uncomfortable symptoms of a chronic disease. So only the extreme symptoms, meaning that we have gone too far, is a motivation of going inside. That also means that the more you try to avoid bad feelings, the worse you're going to feel. And also the more you're willing to feel the bad feelings, the easier it becomes to feel the good feelings. and that is the exact opposite of how we used to live. Like, It's an inverted version of our old life. That's it. And there was no other way, because life is sort of a self-cleaning mechanism. There is no other way than to heal and to become one. So let's see it from a different perspective. Let's assume that we're playing a virtual reality game. A virtual reality that is so immersing that it makes us forget who we really are. If you're playing that game, it is of vital importance to remember and to know who you really are. Without this, you would identify with the wrong version of you, the wrong persona. You can't be the game character. You are a physical being. You still need to go to the toilet. You still need food. You still need to wash yourself. And therefore, it's important to always remember who you really are. But for most of us, we don't remember who we really are, and we identify as this really tiny fraction of the mirror that we once were. And that becomes a mirror without feeling good, and also without feeling bad, until a certain degree, of course. This is the version of you that you identify with that has to function, that needs to do all kinds of errands and to-do lists during the day, and has very little fun. But what is the purpose of the game? Why are you here? Are you here to be a robotic version of yourself? To do errands and to-do lists? Let's assume that you're playing a virtual reality. Is your goal to function in that game? Or is there another motivation to play the game? Is it to have fun? Is it to enjoy yourself? Etc. And what I've noticed is that emotions are, in a way, there to protect us from going into a harmful path. Let's say, for example, disgust. You'd have disgust for something that is a threat for your survival. Moldy food, for example. But at one point, we start to disgust ourselves because we think that certain aspects of ourselves are not good for our survival. This can be, for example, anger. Or fear. So we have to suppress certain aspects of ourselves in order to survive in this reality game. And I think it's safe to say that everyone grows up this way. Everyone grows up to be a little bit disturbed and broken in several kinds of ways. And then what we see in adulthood is that life wants us to heal. And it is going to bring forward things that trigger the pain inside of us, so that we can feel it and reconnect with it and heal it. So take, for example, finding a partner, having a relationship. Most people are falling for someone that represents their parents to, once and for all, feel the underlying pain and become whole again by feeling it. Because the most important thing is for you to be you. Because without you, you have nothing. And the only thing that is constant in your experience is you. You are the only one that you've got. And it might sound very depressing, but you are for always there for yourself. No one else will. People come and go. Unfortunately, sometimes. So the goal is to be a good friend for yourself. To listen to your needs, to listen to your emotions, to take care of yourself, to be kind for yourself, to be a good friend of yourself. But unfortunately, it's not that easy, because when you reject certain parts of yourself, you're no longer a good friend of yourself, because you reject parts of yourself. You dismiss parts of yourself. That also means that you hate parts of yourself and that you're an enemy of yourself. There must be an ongoing war inside of you that, of course, is going to activate the fight or flight mechanism to fight yourself and to run away from yourself or to hide from yourself. Ongoing stress hormones will make us ill eventually. But it's actually not that hard to stop the stress response. Because there's only one word that is the opposite of stress. And it's allowing. Because when you allow, you're okay with that, whatever it is. And that can be a symptom, that can be a person, that can be having no money, like a terrible situation. If you embrace that and accept that, then you can start without stress hormones from a place of empowerment. Then you can actually act. But as long as you're stuck in survival mode, fight or flight against feelings in yourself, then you're not empowered. For most people, the start of their healing phase is a brief moment of no longer being in fight or flight against themselves. A brief moment where everything is okay. So imagine if you have your first moment of calmness after 1 or 2 decades of survival mode stress. You breathe, you relax, angels singing in the background. And then what? And then the emotions that were suppressed, that were waiting and lingering in your body to be released, can finally be released. So they come up so that you can process it and move on. But unfortunately, the brain perceives that as a danger and creates symptoms to protect you, and we can wait another decade or 2 decades or 3 decades before we are ready to really feel and to really connect with these pains inside of ourselves so that we can finally heal. And then our identity in that meantime can become the person that is sick, the spoony, the disabled person, etc. If a small moment of relaxation and allowing is enough to initiate a healing process, then imagine what it means to be in heaven. Imagine what it would feel like to be completely blissed, to be completely accepted, to drown in love, to be whole, to be connected, to have all the beauties that you're hoping for, to have the angels singing around you. Imagine what that would do to you. It will bring up your nightmares. It will bring up all your pain. It would be unbearable to even go there. And therefore, we are waiting on planet Earth to become whole enough for us to go back to heaven, to go back to the place where we are coming from. And I am well aware that this is not a good advertisement for healing. Because healing right now is not really about healing, it's about feeling better. We prefer a pill to solve our depression way more than actually diving into the underlying feelings behind these mind-body symptoms that we can actually switch on and off by connecting and processing our pain, the underlying pain that is ready to be processed and ready to be released. And that doesn't mean that there is only one layer, because usually there are hundreds of layers of pain that you would need to feel and reconnect with before you can go back to your heaven, to your state of feeling good. And this is not something that people Google for on the internet. How to connect with my own worst pain? No. Instead, we Google for feeling better, having a pill. Why does the medical community not serve us with pills to suppress our symptoms so that we can function again? This is what we desire, and this is how we can become rich. But healing itself is a very weird thing, not something that people are actually desiring, unfortunately. Everyone who works as a healer or in the healing industry has to tweak their message and appearing in a way that people can project their hopes, dreams, and desires on the specific product or method that they are offering. But from my perspective, all we need to do is to get out of the way and to stop what we're doing to not heal. And we have to see life as this self-cleaning mechanism that wants us to heal, that wants us to feel whole. And life is doing whatever it can, actually. Maybe not in childhood, maybe that's what makes this game a little bit weird. First, it's traumatizing us, and then it wants us to heal. And for most people, this means a constant cycle of pain and discomfort. So when life wants you to heal, it might bring forward a partner or a person that you fall in love with that can show you all the traits from yourself that you have dismissed and rejected, so that you can fall in love with yourself via the other person. But then to take that person away from your life via a breakup, so that you can experience what it actually means to get something away from you, to really break up and reject something from you, that something that you are taking as a part of you is suddenly gone. So that you can feel that this is not the first time that this specific something is gone from your life. Instead, you were the one who initially rejected something from yourself. And that part of you that you have been rejecting is in pain. And the breakup is the perfect occasion for you to reconnect with that pain and to feel the extreme burden of not being accepted, of not being seen. Shame, but also the one of the perpetrator, the one that rejected, the extreme hatred, the extreme anger, and also the fear that you've gotten initially that was associated with that certain aspect of you. So now we are already mentioning a whole range of emotions and feelings, all related to one single breakup inside of you. But there is not just one breakup. There are not two, three, or four, or five. Maybe there are millions. And every time you need to reconnect with a part of you via all kinds of methods and ways to become whole again, so that you can once again make it back to heaven. And heaven is a place inside of ourselves where we're whole. And actually, we've never left. We've never left heaven. We are always in the exact same spot that we've always been, in the here and now. And we perceive that there is space and time. But I think they are just illusions that we perceive in this universe to help us experience exactly what we are experiencing right now. Disconnection, unbelonging, hatred, fear, to then become whole again. And then eventually you can reconnect with the first pain. The first pain is the moment that the universe split up from a singularity into this multi-aspect thing that we're having around us, with multiple souls, multiple beings, matter, atoms, space, etc. And that on its own is for the universe a very painful thing. It can experience what it means to be a singularity by the exact opposite scenario of being multiple. I hate to break it to you, but I don't really believe in happily ever after. Not as long as we're divided into this being that we are right now. There will always be pain, and there will always be emotions to cry. Yet at the same time, it's not really about this destination of wholeness that we're trying to reach, but it's more about the journey on its own, of firstly splitting yourself up and then becoming yourself again, becoming whole again. And maybe this is an ongoing process from the Big Bang into the big contraction, into the Big Bang, to eternally discover ourselves in new ways that we would have never been able to experience if we were to remain a singularity. So you might ask yourself, what does this have to do with me? I am just someone that wants to feel better or heal. Well, in order to help you with that, we have created the Release Program. We don't really talk about spirituality and these kinds of concepts in it. Instead, we have a very practical program that always allows you to connect with the underlying pain that is causing your brain to create symptoms, to really feel it through, to be with it, to become whole with it, and then to become symptom-free. To also then embark upon this journey with waves, probably for the rest of your life, a wave of something that comes up to be felt and then to be released by becoming whole again. And we have tried to get all the unnecessary content out of this stuff to only focus on healing itself by becoming whole and having this experience of switching your symptoms on and off on demand by becoming whole again. And in order to help you with that, we have an online community where you can connect with others, maybe connect with healing buddies that can do the work together. There are group coaching sessions. We have private one-on-one coaching sessions to make you go through this healing process as smooth as possible by taking in the experience of so many people who have done this before you without needing you to invent the wheel on your own. It's not always comfortable. It can be very painful. But our goal is to make you heal in a really fast pace. So that's what it is. So please check it out. The website is releasecfs.com. You can find it in the description. And I wish you a beautiful healing journey. And I know that there are many healers out there that present this magic experience of healing without any pain. And I'm sure that it can sometimes be that way. But we also like to cut the crap and to really point our fingers to that what is causing the symptoms, to stir around in it, to make you feel an increase in symptoms, to then really feel the underlying pain and then resolving it once and for all so that you would no longer need to have symptoms from this specific pain inside of you. And if you still want to, we can still bring in some angels who are singing some beautiful chorus and have a singing bowl. But we do that at the very end, afterwards. After the healing is actually done, you have a moment of acceptance and love and bliss. And you can enjoy that. I'd rather have you enjoying that than enjoying a fake scenario in your mind where you feel good. It's like what they do in lots of brain training programs. They create this meditation that makes you connect with old feelings that you have experienced in the past to bypass the pain that is inside of you. We don't do that. If that's what you want, then we're not right for you. And if you'd like to find out more, there's more information on the website. The healing approach that we're having is on the website. Plus a lot of other informations, healing stories, free meditations, you name it. So I wish you a beautiful healing journey, and I'm seeing you there.